Cooey.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yo, man, you said we was going to Sizzler,
Sizzler. Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose Dick Gregory Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
The Don and Mike Show. Enthusiastic and reverent. Don and Mike.
What goes up?
There's games on tonight. Ba-da-pow. Bow, 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 bow.
Do you have March Madness?
I was talking to my girlfriend this morning.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we're going to watch Grey's Anatomy. I said, you're crazy. There's games on tonight, and it's real good. Do-do-do-do. I should stop this because JB's on the phone.
At some point, you have to sing Sweet 16.
JB is in St. Louis, and here he is now, everybody, from CBS Sports, the great JB, James Brown. Hey, JB.
Now, help me understand something, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Much like the college students, you guys get a spring break as well.
And we go to Fort Lauderdale in our 1950s automobile, and we hang out on the beach.
We're going to Hooters, and then we're going to, and then Mike and I are going to dangerously hang off hotel ledges.
So I guess it is safe to say that you guys truly are born again, huh?
Absolutely.
The closest we're going to get, JB. We want to thank you for joining us, our last show before our spring break. JB is a... JB, are you in St. Louis tonight?
I am in St. Louis. I'm sitting out here in the motor court of the Renaissance Hotel talking to two of my favorite guys. Rob was saying, oh, yeah, they work 10 days and then they get a vacation. You got to be kidding me. Tell me how to do it.
Could you stop that, Rob? JB, before we talk about the games you're doing tonight, you were out in Sacramento last weekend, and Rob told us that a bunch of our idiot listeners were coming up to you and saying, indeed, is that true or not?
You know what? If I had one, I had about 50 people come up and tell me about how popular your show is in Sacramento, but that you guys blast, absolutely hate Sacramento. I said, no, that's not the Don and Mike. I know they love Sacramento. Never say anything bad about Sacramento.
Never.
Well, maybe you're the wrong James Brown.
JB, listen, the games that are on tonight as we get Sweet 16 time. Tonight you're doing the Butler Florida game, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, I'll be doing that on tomorrow night. Friday and Sunday is our region. So if there, that's okay. So if there are any Thursday night games, then you guys just hit me what the matchup is, and we can take it from there.
All right, here you go. Here's who's playing tonight. You have SI Southern Illinois against Kansas. You got to go with Kansas there, right?
Absolutely. They're looking awfully strong. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they took it all the way. They're playing very well now, poised down the stretch. They looked awfully good last weekend, but go ahead.
Also tonight, Texas A&M against the Memphis Tigers. Who do you like there?
You know what? I think the Memphis Tigers have a chip on their shoulders collectively. John Calipari and company, sick and tired of all the talk about how weak their conference was and has been all season long. I think they'll play extremely well.
All right, then there's Pitt at UCLA.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Boy. That's a tough one.
Go with Pitt, JB. You got to go with Pittsburgh. Come on.
No, you know what? Actually, and maybe I'm biased only because I've seen UCLA play and did their game last week in your favorite city of Sacramento. These kids, coming off of the two games, one to end the season and the start of the Pac-10 tournament, I think they're really looking to show well. And given that they played decently without a strong performance by Aaron Aflalo, I like UCLA in that matchup.
And all right, then there's Harvard and Cornell.
Hold on, the last
one.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The last one tonight. Really the best game tonight, JB. I think Tennessee, Ohio State. I think, am I stupid for thinking that Tennessee has a shot tonight?
No, I think Tennessee has a very good shot. Look, Greg Olin is an absolutely fantastic presence, strong defensive player. I think they're actually better at times without him in there, as they showed in overtime when they won last week as well, too. Now, that's not knocking the kid. Clearly, you're much better as a coaching staff with him in there. Tennessee is not going to play afraid. They've played big games. They've taken Florida to task this year. Tennessee certainly has every bit the opportunity to do it.
Okay, and the other thing that I wanted to ask you, and then I'm going to be done with my NCAA stuff, is tomorrow when you do the Butler-Florida game, and that is a Friday night game, Florida, if I'm not mistaken about this, they have the same starting five coming back now, 2 years in a row to defend the title. And if they win, they're going to be the first team in NCAA history to bring back the same starting five in repeat. Is that true?
And to repeat, and that's the understanding that I have as well. And you know what? I just got finished watching them practice. They are a nice, loose bunch. Their coach, Billy Donovan, really has done a remarkable job in keeping things fresh and strong. Hey, by the way, I wouldn't be surprised with Tubby Smith, the head coach at Kentucky, having resigned and going to Minnesota, as I understand it, if Kentucky doesn't make a real strong run after Billy Donovan as well, even though he's in the conference. But I don't see that happening. But what a shame. I'm sorry to see that Tubby's leaving Kentucky. They had themselves a good guy.
JB, how great is it for you to get back into college basketball now with your new CBS deal?
You know what? I am really excited about it. I thought before, very honestly, fellas, that it might be a bit more work than maybe I was looking forward to. But once you're there at the games, I forgot about the excitement that these young men bring to the table. You've got these rabid alums who are there cheering. There is nothing like the excitement of college basketball, especially during the NCAA tournament. I'm having an absolute blast. Still getting a little tough with some of the kids coming over to me and saying, Mr. Brown, you played with my dad back in the 50s, you know? That would be the 70s, some, but I understand. You know?
Well, James, when are we going to see Harvard in a Final Four?
Please.
You know what? The girls' basketball, the women's basketball team has a better shot at it than the men's right now, and they actually had themselves a decent season. I'm still very proud of the school that they're. Penn and Princeton will always be the nemesis as they have been.
Right.
But I'm still proud of the way they go about it at Harvard.
JB, when you're watching all of this unfold and you're watching these college athletes, let me ask you about the big kid with Ohio State, Greg Oden. Mike, I know you don't know a lot about this.
Right.
He is a freshman. He's about 18 feet tall, and he looks like he's about 45 years old. And I love reading in the newspaper.
Who does he play for?
Ohio State.
Ohio State, the Buckeyes, all right.
I love reading in the newspaper that he thinks he wants to stay in college because he thinks he's going to be a better player if he stays in college. On the other hand, if he comes out, he will definitely be the number one pick in my book. Millions of dollars. JB, what do you think he's going to do?
I think it's going to be an awfully tough decision. Hey, fellas, Don, you and Mike clearly would understand. If they threw just some stupid money at you, it's going to be awfully tough to say no. However, I think the young fella is absolutely accurate. He's going to be a far better player. He's having a good time in college. His upside is tremendous. I think he would be better served staying around as you look at the total picture. But who am I to say if they throw some absolutely stupid money at him that he won't take it?
Would there ever be a time,
I say,
would there ever be a time, JB, where you would see the NBA with the pressure of the NCAA say, you know what, it's a requirement now that all athletes in competition stay for the full 4 years, get their degree? Could you ever see something like that happening?
You know what, I think legally that's going to be awfully hard to
probably
enforce. And number two, I would only want to see that happen if they, quote-unquote, and I don't mean this from a mercenary standpoint, but the pot would have to be sweetened a bit more for the athletes that
right
currently exist, not only just in terms of what they are allowed to do, but to ensure success in a game of life. They made tremendous strides, don't get me wrong, you know, having insurance for kids to ensure that if they get hurt, there is some money to cover them if, in fact, they get hurt down the line. But I would just want to make absolutely certain, just like you've got the progress toward graduation now, that kind of pressure is on coaches from the administration, at the top of the administration down. I want to make certain that the kids will leave out of there with a valuable degree in a meaningful area of concentration so as to ensure success in a game of life. If they have that kind of agreement in place, then I'm all for it.
Okay.
Hey, I just disagree. I think, like, all these athletes, they're out there being whored out by the universities. Everybody's buying the jerseys. Everybody's
right
buying the stuff. Meanwhile, these guys, if they go to McDonald's where they're coach, they get slapped with a goddamn JB, a gosh darn NCAA recruitment thing. I'd go to the pros tomorrow. Are you kidding?
Oh, the way it is now, they have no choice. They really don't. I mean, right now, wouldn't you agree, JB, there's not even, it's an extremely difficult decision, if not an easy decision because they most of them are doing this because there's not a lot of choice there, not a lot of safety in staying in college, right?
And one of the nicer things that I'm seeing, and we're going to be talking about this as well, too, when I look at schools like Butler, when I look at schools like Oregon, even UNLV, Don and Mike, and you recall how ridiculous, as a matter of fact, I don't even think there was any graduation for them back in the day.
With Jerry Tarkanian, right.
Yeah, so I'm so happy to see that most of these kids, the majority, well in excess of 65-70%, are on target to graduate. That's what it's supposed to be. And Don, you're absolutely correct. If they're throwing a boatload of money at them, if you can give them a good group of advisors around them to protect their money so that they're not taken advantage of and still see that they grow reasonably as mature adults, then yes. But I think about one of the kids, Joel Anthony, and I think he's with UNLV. One of the nicest things, he came from Montreal, Canada. Very introverted. When he got there, he has blossomed as a young man. One of the real inspirations on the team, voted as the most inspirational player of the last 2 years. He's outgoing, speaks four or five languages. That's the kind of stuff that's really going to set him up for success once he gets done playing at the collegiate level. That is what college athletics should be all about, and the college experience.
And one more thing for you. It has nothing to do with basketball. Then we'll let you go because I know you're busy. All this stuff with the NFL, you're an NFL guy. They're coming down with new rules now. I mean, Joey Porter, for God's sakes, just signs a contract with Miami, goes to Vegas, and gets in a fight with a guy from the Bengals. How many guys in the NFL have been arrested just in the last 3 or 4 months?
Boy, I tell you what, that's the Joey Porter that most people know, don't they? My gosh, on the craps table, and he gets upset and punches the guy out. You know what, when you have situations like that with Pac-Man Jones, you know what, they need help, and that's the bottom line, and that's just calling it straight. And you can't have that kind of person playing in the league who's not getting help because it sends the wrong message out to so many youngsters that all they need to do is play ball and they're above the law. They can act any kind of way they want, and it just can't be that way. It doesn't help the team. It certainly doesn't help that young man and his family. Hey, I mean, even looking at a guy like Ron Artest, the guy needs some help.
Right.
Please, let's find this guy some help. Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question is, JB, why is it, I'm not going to try to bring race into it, although I always love bringing race into it. Why is it that when the NBA has the All-Star weekend and all of a sudden people say, oh, my God, we can't have the All-Star next time in New Orleans because there'd be so many thugs there. There's so many thugs in the NBA. Everybody in the NBA is a thug. Meanwhile, every day I'm seeing another member of the Cincinnati Bengals get arrested. I'm seeing Pac-Man Jones do incredible stuff, but they all get a free pass because they play in the National Football League.
And that can't be. Hey, look, unfortunately, Don, the one thing that I appreciate about doing this show, and that's one of the reasons I enjoy talking with you and Mike, is because you're very real. Let's not sugarcoat anything. Let's have some frank discussions about the matter. One of the topics that's still avoided, unfortunately, is a topic about race. The only way we can diffuse some of the stereotypes and some of the biases that still carry on is to have a frank discussion. Now, in terms of some of the elements, that follows a lot of these sports, yeah, you've got that, but that's not unlike any other sport. It's not as bad as many people would perceive it to be because it gets so much print in paper because there are a number of guys who are doing some exceptionally good things, guys like Alonzo Mourning. There are tons of them like that are doing some good things. I just want to make sure that there's balance in the equation. That's all.
I'm an NFL guy, and I love the NFL more than any other sport, but I see an unfair PR balance at work here where it's like, hey, there's another NFL guy that was arrested. Oh, hey, the Bengals have had 14 guys arrested. Ha, 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 ha. And then it's like one guy in the NBA gets in a fight.
And they blow the whole thing up.
Everybody says, oh, the NBA's full of thugs. NBA's full of thugs.
And that certainly is because of the ingrained stereotype that folks have about, if you will, one shouldn't characterize hip-hop as all bad because it isn't. There is a vulgar element associated with hip-hop for sure, but that isn't the entire stereotype that should be a perception that should be there.
JB, hold on. Who's your favorite hip-hop artist?
Who, me?
Yes,
Don and Mike.
No, come on.
Hey, Don, you yeah. got me good because you know the big fella does not have his finger on the pulse of what's going on.
You do not.
You are not. I want to tell you.
In that regard, JB, I'm blacker than you are.
No, and you know what? Hey, and that's another expression that we have to deal with, but that deals with politics and this whole thing about Barack Obama. Is he black enough? I mean, that's another whole conversation that we need to have. I like to know who's saying that kind of stuff, you understand? Because
Rob Spiewak.
It's Rob Spiewak, JB.
Oh, I got that.
JB, where the heck are you right now?
St. Louis.
I mean, physically, where are you?
In the hotel parking lot.
I'm sitting in the carport of the Renaissance Hotel because I knew once I would be talking with my guys that I was going to be animated, and I didn't want to disturb the erudite element that might be in the lobby. The Wall Street Journal, you know?
Indeed.
All right, well, then get to your hotel. Have a great call on the games this weekend. We want to thank you for joining us, the great JB, and I know you love the Final Four and the Sweet 16, so have a great time, JB.
Well, you know what? You guys always get me going very nicely, engaging in intellectual gymnastics. I appreciate it.
Thanks, JB.
And, JB, one last thing.
God bless you guys.
Hold on, not to split hairs. During the last game you called, you said indeed 8 times.
This is the radio. You guys are wonderful. Okay. Have a good one.
All right, bye, JB.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Another time. He's already, like, off to his next thing that he's doing. Yeah.
We did have tape of him doing the game. Well, the games in Sacramento where he said, you know, I think one of them, you know, we've got so many JB discs. One of them was a nice play indeed.
Thank God. You, Mr. Basketball. You know how I am sometimes, you know, laying back on the NFL thing. I don't know anything about it. I swear to God.
I get all caught up in it when it comes around.
I mean, you knew that stuff.
Yeah.
How many games you been watching?
All of them.
I didn't know that.
Sure, it's on.
It's on.
Well, there you go. That says it all, doesn't it? It's on.
It's on. There's
nothing else on.
It's on.
It's on. Watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
There you go.
Watch
it now.
No,
I'm not.
You know. That's the one I was looking
that's
for.
That's it. That's the winner.
You know.
You know.
Okay,
thank you, JB.
All right.
You know.
Wow, you guys have almost made this like a real show today.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. I feel like, who's next? Who's our next interview?
Standing by on line 5.
Oh, of course he is.
Oh, no.
Line 5, hello.
Hello.
Hello, sign in, please.
Robert Mailman.
Robert Mailman.
Our next guest.
Don and Mike DeBrake.
This is the Don and Mike Show.